By 1971, the U.S. Office of Education was deeply committed to accessing private lives and thoughts of children. In that year, it granted contracts for 7 volumes of Change Agent Studies to the RAND Corporation. Change Agent training was launched with federal funding under the Education Professions Development Act. In time, the fascinating volume, Change Agent's Guide to Innovation in Education, appeared, following which grants were awarded to teacher training programs for the development of change agents. 6 more RAND manuals were subsequently distributed, enlarging the scope of change agentry. In 1973, Catherine Barrett, president of the National Education Association, said, quote, "Dramatic changes in the way we raise our children are indicated, particularly in terms of schooling. We will be agents of change," close quote. By 1989, a senior director of the Mid-Continent Regional Educational Laboratory told the 50 governors of American states that year assembled to discuss government schooling, quote, "What we're into is total restructuring of society," close quote. It doesn't get much plainer than that. There is no record of a single governor objecting. 2 years later, Gerald Bracey, a leading professional promoter of government schooling, wrote in his annual report to clients, quote, "We must continue to produce an uneducated social class," close quote. Overproduction was the bogey of industrialists in 1900. A century later, underproduction, made possible by dumbed-down schooling, still had to keep that disease in check.